Fish gotta swim, and fish gotta fly, too. This weekend, a 32-year-old woman found that out. Tara Spears was on a jet ski on Florida's Suwannee River when she was struck by a jumping sturgeon. She was knocked unconscious, but the incident was not life-threatening for her or for the sturgeon. Captain Roy Brown is with the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, and he says this cannot be classified as a freak accident.
As of 2006, we had 8 instances where people were injured by jumping fish, and then 2 additional people were injured when they tried to steer clear of a leaping sturgeon and actually hit a bridge piling. This year, we've had 2 thus far. We had one on March the 31st of a lady that was knocked off of a personal watercraft and unconscious. She was found floating face down the water. She had some serious injuries, but she did survive, and then the one we had over this weekend.
Now, in the case of Tara Spears, the injuries that she suffered, did these have to do with the craft as she went under?
No, it was from the actual contact with the fish. The sturgeon is kind of a prehistoric-looking fish. It can grow up to 8 feet long and as much as 200 pounds. To come in contact with it, it's just got a real rough, bony surface. So just the fact that you hit it, it's going to do injury. It's a hard, bony fish.
Well, if a human on a jet ski is going down the Suwannee River and a sturgeon jumps up and they collide, is the sturgeon necessarily at fault, or should there be people on jet skis in that water?
I guess that could be argued either way. No, the human would not be at fault in such an instance. But what we need to do is just make people aware of the possibility for injury there and then let them make a judgment call as to whether they want to participate in recreational opportunities. Last year, we started a public awareness campaign. SLOW is an acronym. We're using S-L-O-W for a sturgeon leap out of water.
Sturgeons right. Leap out of water.
That's correct, yes.
Now, apart from the collisions with people, if one were to be sitting on the river and you're not running into a leaping sturgeon, would you see sturgeon leaping out of the water just the same?
Yes, you would. It's not uncommon just to be traveling along the river and see sturgeon jumping up ahead of you or be standing somewhere and hear one jump. And this is something that they've done for thousands of years. This is nothing new. It's just 25 years ago, it was probably 80% anglers on the water then and 20% recreational users, meaning just the boating community mm-hmm. that likes to go up and down the river. And now that's probably reversed.
But you're describing a corollary to the tree falling in the forest problem, which is if a sturgeon leaps out of the water and smashes back into the river and nobody's jet skiing by, does it make a sound? And we assume it does. In these collisions between a jumping, leaping sturgeon and people on jet skis, do the sturgeon typically survive these incidents?
Most of the time they do because they actually come in contact with the person as opposed to the vessel.
Do any other fish in the Suwannee give the sturgeon a run for leaping here, or is this purely a sturgeon event?
There's one other fish that will leap out of the water and has caused injuries in the past, but because of their size, it's not near as dangerous, and that's the mullet. Sometimes they will jump into the face of a human and cause some injury. I've personally been struck by them.
You have been struck by a flying mullet, you're saying?
Yes, I have, yes.
And where did the fish get you exactly?
In the face.
In the face.
It flopped in the boat. Had to be picked back up and thrown back in the water.
Well, Captain Brown, thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you, sir.
That's Captain Roy Brown of the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission talking about incidents involving sturgeon leaping out of the water and striking people.